The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Gentlemen, second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and I hope we talk a little bit more about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors in the second hour than we did in the first hour. But, you know, it's always enjoyable to hear from our listeners around the state, around the country, around the Delmarva region, and around the world. So if you're listening from a far-off place, you can send us a message, an email, or, get a message to Aaron and tell us where you're listening from. We have already heard from New Hampshire. Yep, Nash, New Hampshire. We've heard from Delaware. We've heard from Maryland. Let's hear from the rest of you. We're giving away fish and tackle the end of this month. Nice lure package from Tackle Box Tim at High Tide Lures. And I've got some Facebook posting to do this morning before I head out to work. But Big Az Fish Magazine, BIGAZZ Fish, is online now at bigazfish.com. Or you can check the Facebook page later. We'll have a link. And you can read all about the invasive species. We've got some great articles. We've got how to catch blue catfish, how the average guy can go about catching them. We've got Captain Don's Trotline article in there. We've got articles about snakeheads and invasive goldfish. You know, people say, well, how could you shoot a goldfish with a bow and arrow? Well, they're a carp, basically. They're invasive, and they can do a lot of damage in the environment. They can eat, you know, they can eat a lot of fish eggs when they're out there swimming in our rivers and streams. So, just like a carp, just like an Asian carp, which is pretty much what they are, just because they're gold color phase doesn't mean that they're not hurtful. So, but not just that. The biggest focus of our magazine this year is the invasive catfish. We've got methods in there to apply for a license for trot lining, for bow fishing, for snakeheads, for, you know, harvesting these invasives and then being able to sell them with a license. We've got a buyer on the back cover. We've got all kinds of great information in there. So look for that at your local store. Clyde's will have it here next week, probably Tuesday, and the rest will, you know, the rest of the distribution will take place over the next week or so. If you got any hunting pictures for Maryland Hunting Quarterly Fall Issue coming up, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. That's the website, or that's the email, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Ellisoutdoors.com has everything that we do. It's got bucks, bears, stags. It's got all the magazines, links to all the magazines. It's got all the podcasts on there from every show going back probably a decade. I can't tell you how far back we go now. I wish I would have never eliminated a bunch of them. We had them on there for probably 20 years worth of shows, but you know, we had only had so much space. So a little bit about me. I sound like, was it Toby Keith did want to talk about me, Aaron? Yeah, look that one up. look that one up. Maybe that's something you need to keep in the file there. I can't look right now, but somebody will text me and tell me who it was. So it's either Alan Jackson or Toby Keith, I believe. So 410-922-6680 is the phone number. I want to talk about me. Yep. That'll work. So what else are we talking about? Big event coming up in Garrett County on August 17th. That's a Saturday at the Southern District Rescue Squad building. It's kind of like a fire hall out there in Oakland. We're going to be there with the National Deer Association folks from Mountain Maryland Branch. We'll be measuring. They're lining up 25 deer at least for us, plus some bears. So if you live out that way or vacationing out that way and want to drop a deer off, let us know. Not drop a deer off. Bring one in. Let us measure it for the record book. Record book sales are okay. We could use a few more sales. So go on bucks-bears-ags.com. And you can just see purchase a book, or click right on the one on the homepage, and a drop down menu opens up. You can buy one, two, three. You can buy a combination of the first year and the second year for half. The first year's half price. So 2023 is the next record book. Big difference between the two. 60 more pages of records in the second book than the first book, but nobody else has done this, compiled such a list. And between the first book and the second book, I believe we measured just under 600 new animals for the record book in Maryland. So white-tailed deer, black bears, and sika deer. So we're looking to measure more for the next book. I don't know if we'll do 600, but we're shooting for a lot. Photos, stories of some of the biggest white-tailed deer, some of the biggest sika stags, some heartfelt stuff in there, some of the biggest bears, state record bears, and things like that. The stories are all in there, folks. Yep, you need to. This is history. This is not just a list of records. This is photos. This is records. This is encouraging kids. We have a separate female division that we're really touting. We know that the fastest growing segment of the hunting world is the females getting into it for whatever reason, whether it's a nice, safe, sustainable, pure meat that is raised, without hormones and injections and steroids and everything else that they put in our standard meat supply. If you go harvest your own, that's all natural stuff. So we're encouraging people to hunt. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Mark said that he's not seeing many foxes or many deer or anything like that. And we talked about the deer. I'm going to talk just for a second about foxes. Somebody sent me a picture of a fox the other day and wanted to know what this was. And it was a fox with terrible mange. I saw one turkey hunting up in Washington County. Mange is a bug. It's mites. It's a very nasty disease. Usually, if it's not a severe case, the animal can survive, but if it's a severe case, the animal will not survive. And foxes in particular seek cover when they're in the last stages of mange. You will find foxes in your barn, in your shed. I had one at my house in Baltimore County that suffered mange. Came up on the porch. I mean, they're insane. They're mad. They don't. It's not rabies. They're just in pain, and they're looking for a place to die. Died inside a outside cat box. If you want to know the truth, and that was not a good scene. Right beside my front door. So just, be aware that kind of stuff is out there. So 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. There's Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you this morning, my friend?
Alan, I'm doing well. How's your family doing?
Doing okay. Robin's, you know, coming along slowly but surely. So, yep.
Well, good. Well, it's going to be the same phone call as last year this time. The problem we're seeing is the spot limit, and I wasn't out. It's a friend of mine, Ealing, in the Upper Bay, around pools, and they've got an extremely good bite.
Yes, I've heard the eel bite is on.
It's on. It's not. I don't know what's going on in the Patapsco. I did real well at the Bay Bridge, but the good thing at the Bay Bridge is it's a difficult fishery to figure out with way the method I fish. I do it all with lures and jigs, but you know, when it comes to bait, they're doing well. But a friend of mine, he had a guide party, and he said they were having difficult time getting fish under. You know, the fish they were catching.
Oh, under 24 inches, yeah.
Yeah, the fish were being caught, and I, not being a bait fisherman, but he said even with the circle hook, the rockfish would swallow the entire thing, getting it down into their gut. And he said, Lee, the number of the dead floating, this is the same thing I taught to you last year on the 4th.
Right.
But, or shortly thereafter. But he said that the number of, you know, it's something they try to do with a slot is probably went in the wrong directions because, you know, it's not that the fish aren't big enough, they're too big. And he said just hundreds and hundreds of dead fish. And I didn't go out just because I knew it would be a fiasco on the water with the amount of boat traffic and
right
and whatnot. But I always look at you know, regulations and you think twice. I really didn't think about you know, loss of you know, something where we were going to have fish that were too big, but the power of that problem's occurring right now.
Right.
And, you know, maybe they need to rethink about, you know, bringing it back to the 30-inch or whatever instead of the 24.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of disheartening. And, another thing I heard... is my favorite pond down on the eastern shore. It's got snakeheads in it, Johnson.
Oh, no. Well, I got to tell you, some of these, look, some people blame people for doing this, okay? I can see that people, you know, who are ate up with snakeheads think they should be everywhere and introduce them here and introduce them.
Yeah.
But here, you know, here on Delmarva and in the Blackwater Complex, all the waterways are linked. And I was talking to some fellows in Delaware yesterday over there in Leipsic. They have a bait shop. Hold on, Lee.
Uh-huh.
Got a cough. Hold on a minute. Sorry, I had that come on real quick. They were talking about snakeheads climbing spillways. And... Also,
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, me too. Also, when they were having some flooding problems, the snakeheads were crawling all over the place, crawling from one waterway to the next, getting hit on the roads, road-killed snakeheads. So,
well, come on. That would really be interesting to see.
Yeah,
that.
No, I've seen them. I've seen them cross the road down in Dorchester County. I've seen videos of that down on Elliott Island Road. They're going to they're going to go anywhere and everywhere. And Dorchester County has just these roadside ditches. They'll swim these ditches from one waterway to the next. And then if they get in a spot, well, they just you know, they're air breathers. They just pop out and flop across.
Yeah.
Flop across the road or the whatever the obstruction is. So, you know, it's
That's
possible
incredible.
To see them anywhere and everywhere. You know, it really is. So, and another thing, you mentioned eels. These fellows were saying that the preferred bait that they fish with for blue cats is chunks of eel.
Wow. Well, you know, Alan, at least people are targeting these fish.
Yes.
You know, my daughter's got a party every weekend to take them out trying for snakeheads and whatnot. But the snakeheads aren't the problem fish. It's the blue cats. But
I agree.
You know, it's I guess you could almost say the snakeheads are habitating with the bass and other species, and it seems like they're not that big a problem that I think they thought they were going to be.
Scott Sewell is the conservation editor for Maryland Bass Nation. And I asked him to write an article about the snakeheads from a bass fisherman's perspective. He wrote a great article. You know, he said he tended to agree that they're not the biggest problem that they were presented to be. They're not the frankenfish that eats everything. That they are coexisting in the same waters as largemouth bass, you know, like Middle River and those areas over there. And, you know, he's actually put on tournaments and so forth, which are pretty cool. But it was interesting to hear from him and interesting perspective because, you know, the bass fishermen aren't finding them that horrible. And actually, if they catch one, there's something they can, you know, kill eat. You know, they're not going to kill a bass, but you know, you get a nice meal out of your bass fishing tournament. So,
well, my daughter and her, you know, she leaves the option to the client to whether they want to even kill the things, the snakehead.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're, you know, the DNR is not telling you to kill them anymore.
Right.
And that's, you know, it's because they're really, their numbers are not as bad as what they were. I think they're they're definitely in the, on my side.
Yeah.
Western Shore, they're not as prevalent as they were when they were, you know, first were discovered. They're being targeted by the bow hunters and fishermen and whatnot, and justifiably so.
They're getting some really, really big snakeheads. I mean, these fish are 14, 15, 16, 17 pounds, you know, a 14, 15, 16, 17 pound fish, that's approaching, you know, big northern pike status, you know.
Yeah.
So
and it's so many people are fishing for them now. I was in your Clyde's yesterday picking up some rag mags and some bass assassins they had, and it was fun to hear some of the younger people and all the enthusiasm about the snakeheads. There's one fella comes in, they're in a little ditch down the road here.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, there's no question.
Everybody, where's this little ditch you're talking about?
But C&D Canal up in Washington County. You know, they're in there. It's impossible to stop them. It's impossible to stop them. You know, if we adapt to, you know, we've had a series of crazes, you know, when it comes to fishing. We had the bass fishing craze back in the 80s. Then we had the fly fishing craze in the 90s.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
You know, and we go through these things that people focus on, you know, and there's specialized rigs and there's specialized lures and there's, you know, people pop up that manufacture rods and reels and, you know, everything else. And it's now it's invasives, you know. So how long will it last?
They'll get up into the streams of the, like the Little Gunpowder and, you know, I already know they're below the small dam at Loch Raven.
Well,
they're in Loch Raven.
if they can climb a fish ladder, they can get to wherever they want to be.
Because that trout fishery, I haven't fished there in years, below Pretty Boy Dam is,
right,
you know, the quote-unquote world class.
It is, no question.
And, you know, they're in Loch Raven, and you got the Gunpowder, Western Run, another trout stream.
Yep.
You know, are they going to get into these trout streams?
Well, I guess that's something that the DNR would be their worst nightmare.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I know my son caught them below a mill dam on Deer Creek.
Oh, yeah.
And I know I think it's a designated, you know, catch and take.
Catch and release, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's interesting. It's only time will tell. But all I can say is my wife makes a heck of a fish cake. And
oh man, that's great.
There you go.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for the call, Lee.
Yeah. Okay, Alan. You take care.
All right. Talk soon. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Hey, bye bye. Tacklebox Tim is on hold. We're going to have to take a break, and I have two dogs on my lap right now. So, dog, you're going to have to get down so I can read what I have to say about backyard building. Oh, come on. Ugh. Good grief. Two out of three. In my face. Knocking stuff all around. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. Lansdowne, Hale Thorpe, 21227. You figure it out. So, they've got a great selection of lures for not only bass but snakeheads as well. They've got a good selection of the frogs in there. A lot of different national manufacturers, but there's a local fellow there that supplied Clyde's with frogs, and they seem to be a popular item. I think they've sold out twice now on those locally sourced frogs for the snakeheads. And of course, they've got the live bait. They've got the live minnows, the bull minnows, the big salties, which is great for snakeheads if you're targeting bigger fish. And they've got the hooks. They've got the circle hooks. They've got the terminal tackle, the bobbers, the weights, and any other kind of lures that you can use for not only bass and snakeheads, but they've got the striped bass lures too, the shads, the parachutes, and all of that. So rods and reels, tackle as well, crabbing supplies, the open top crab pots or crab traps, the steamers, the seasoning, the nets, the gloves, the tongs, the hand lines, the trot lines. So if you're a crabber, you're a fisherman, Clyde Sports Shop is the place you need to show up, that's for sure. And don't forget, they're a full line Browning dealer with a great selection of firearms, rifles, shotguns, 22s. They have a selection of Henry rifles that is just outstanding, the number of Henrys that they have, from 45-70 to 44 Magnum to, you know, all of the Henrys, the lever action rifles, the Golden Boys. They've got them right there on the rack. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop? Phone number 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108, 410 area code. Since 1957, Clyde's has opened 7 days a week. Stop by, tell them you heard about it on the Outdoorsman radio show. Backyard Billies. Hey, Backyard Billies, well, what can we say? We've said a lot, and we'll continue to say it. Backyard Billies has anything, whatever you're looking for your deck, for your backyard, for your home heating system, they've got it all. Backyard Billies, they've got weatherproof, colorful, poly outdoor patio furniture, Adirondack chairs, all the big stuff for your yard, the sheds, the greenhouses, the dog kennels, the chicken coops, the pergolas, the gazebos, the swing sets for the kids, the tiki bars. Inside, barbecue grills, several different styles. Beyond the barbecue grills is the Hearth America section. Fireplace inserts, freestanding stoves, wood, pellet, gas inserts, all of that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Why not stop by and see their giant selection of anything and everything? It's a fascinating place. It really is. It's a destination. It's not just a place to go shopping. It is a destination. So much fascinating stuff. BackyardBillys.com is the website. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. Stop by and see them and tell them about the Outdoors and Radio show today. Appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what you're geared. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Tommy James. Saw them in concert twice, man, back when I was a teenager. Yeah, pretty cool. Long, long time ago. I think Tommy James is still alive. I'm not sure. Anyway. Hey, let's talk Tackle Box Tim. Morning, Tackle Box Tim. How are you this morning, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. I'm doing fine, except for the fact I think I need a manhole-sized covered Advil or something.
Oh, no. Not one of those, huh?
No, it's a good thing. It's the shoulders aching from three out of the last 4 days of fishing.
Yeah, well, you know, that is a good thing. So, well, stretch out, take a hot shower, get some rest. You'll be fine. You'll be fine to fight another day.
I've been there, done that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Hey, good seeing you the other day.
Yeah, we talked about the first trip, Alan. That was an incredible trip down with my friend Chuck on the chop tank. He's still fired up about going fishing in his early mid 90s, and we had a day. We accomplished a chop tank river grand slam.
Well, why don't you explain what that is?
Four species on a river. We started out catching some blowback rockfish, and mixed in with those were some nice sized white perch, and then we're going from spot to spot, and Chuck's thinking it's not necessarily going to be a good keeper striper day because the tide was blown out the day before, but we managed a couple other spots and hit the keeper striper for the day for just one, and then in that same location I caught a speckled trout and Chuck caught a 19-inch redfish. So four fish, same river, same day. Chop Tank River Grand Slam.
Wow.
Yeah, in the past we've done it, but the species have varied. But given the times, I'll take it.
Oh, absolutely. And you had some. Did you eat any of them yet?
Oh, the speckled trout was delicious. and the redfish is slated for one day this coming week.
Good. Good. Good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to prepare the redfish two different ways because my wife isn't very keen on having blackened fish.
She's not a blackened fish. Well, you know, I think wasn't it Paul Prudhomme who made the blackened fish recipe in New Orleans? One of the most popular ordered things that led not only to a dangerous decline in the red drum population, but a spawned the Coastal Conservation Association to come into existence. Yeah, 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 yeah. We got a nice ad in the Big Ass Fish magazine from the Coastal Conservation Association and their invasives count on Chesapeake Bay. People might want to check that out. So
yeah, we'll give that a good read.
Yeah, it's online. It's online today, right. And the hard copies are coming. So.
Is Scott's article on the snakeheads in there also?
Scott's article was in there. I mentioned that a little while ago.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be a good read as well.
Yep. So.
Yeah, I think the trip down with Chuck is going to be an article for me for one of my upcoming magazines. That was just a day to have.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Yeah, that's one fish I've not caught is a red drum. Everything else I have. And, you know, you're catching a speckled trout. Actually, I don't know if I ever caught a speckled trout. I've caught gray trout. I've caught the, you know, weak fish, yellow mouth, whatever you want to call them, in the Honga River when I used to fish that on a regular basis, almost a weekly basis back in the 80s, and big ones. And I've caught them in Delaware Bay when the big tide runners were in there as well. That's quite a fish. That's one of my favorite fish to catch. I've caught them in the bay.
It's a shame they're not around.
What's that?
It's a shame they're not around anymore.
Well, there's some. There's some. Just like they were.
Nowhere near the numbers they used to be.
No, I mean, you can go out there and jig on the lighthouses and stuff and probably come up with some. But, or structure. But, yeah, they remind me of the way they fight and the way they bite. Of a walleye in freshwater. And I said snakeheads remind me of the walleye as far as their taste. But, you know, if you've ever caught walleye and ever caught a big walleye, and my biggest one was only, I don't know, 7 pounds, something like that. I've never caught a giant, but 7 pounds. But if you've, oh, fillet them and eat them, and they're fantastic. Especially out of beautiful pure water in Canada, where you can cook them on the shore or something like that. Do a shore lunch with them. I learned a lot when I was just 12, 13 years old. I learned how to fillet northern pike. I learned how to fillet walleye. I learned how to, cook them. You're bringing back some great memories with my dad, buddy. You really are.
So. Good deal. The speckled trout, you immediately know the difference, because when you're fighting the rockfish, it's just a straight pull. I hooked that speckled trout, and I knew what I had immediately, because it is just one constant head shake all the way back to the
bottom. They are head shakers. There's no question about that. Yeah,
I knew exactly what I had when I was fighting it. I was like, Chuck, I got one.
Good for you.
And we were surprised with his redfish, because he would caught them a few times last year, but not in keeper size. So,
right, one, the puppy drum size, right?
The puppy drum size. He's hoping that it's going to be something that they can pursue throughout the closure coming up.
Yes, that's true. That's true. So, yeah, that's a good suggestion.
Just an option that he can pursue to keep himself active for 2 weeks.
Yep.
He was talking about going after white perch, but I think he might throw in checking those spots we fish for the speckled trout and the reds.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Yeah.
They've been catching those puppy drums for a few years, a lot of throwbacks, for a couple of years now. Now they're keeper size, which is really good to see.
Yeah, it is.
In the lower bay, southern Maryland, there's some 40, 50 pound fish down there.
Oh, you're catching beasts down there.
Yeah, Chrisfield has always been good too.
I saw online a few weeks ago that somebody caught a undersized one in Bodkin Creek up in Anne Arundel County.
No kidding.
Yeah.
There's always some strays. We've had pompano in here. We've had, different kinds of fish that you find in the tropics come up the bay. And, even the Spanish mackerel, when they come in, they get pretty far up depending on the water temperature. But
and the drier the summer we have, the further and where the salinity line is in the bay, that's where we will have the more predominantly southern fish.
Yep. Yes, sir.
So, did a little bass fishing the last couple of days. I was on Loch Raven on Wednesday and caught a couple on rubber skirted jigs. A lot of the skirts they are silicone, but we went old school and did rubber skirted jigs, and they seem to prefer them better.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and
well, that's old school, man.
It is. It is. And
now all you got to do is dig out the Uncle Josh pork rind.
Yeah, if you can find them anymore.
Yeah, I don't even know if they're still in business either. By the way, thank you, Captain Donnie. Sent me a profile, Tommy James, 77 years old. So,
good deal.
There you go.
And
so when I was 14, that means he was like in his early 20s when I was watching him in concert. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yesterday, I suffered through having a human vacuum cleaner up on the front end of the boat, up on Conowingo.
A human vacuum cleaner?
It wasn't Brooks Robinson, but he was the Brooks Robinson of Conowingo yesterday. That's for sure.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
No, he was vacuuming up all the fish before I could get to him with my.
Oh, I get it now. Okay, I got it.
It was a purple day.
Part of the fun of being sitting in the back of the boat.
Oh, absolutely. I will get the net for anybody.
No question.
If that's what it takes for me to participate in a day of fishing, I will gladly swing the net.
Got it. All right. Well, maybe if it chills down a little bit, I'll get out there with you once your boat's back in business. So I need a couple days out on the water and just to chill a little bit. It's been a tough spring summer for me. We put out three magazines, and then it's like, what else can go wrong? Never ask that question. So
no,
right now, at this moment, okay, in the past 3 weeks, of course, Robin, you know, was in the hospital over Memorial Day. She's on the mend, not active yet, but she's getting there, getting the medicine, you know, adjusted and everything, getting straightened out. So my truck blew up. I had to get a new truck. My phone would no longer register my Dexcom, so I had to get a new phone, which I don't like doing. I got our freezer fan is acting up, and part of the freezer is working great, another part is not. The air conditioning unit in this room has a yellow warning light showing up. It's like, okay, Alan, you know, have you not been good? Well, you know, I haven't done anything else but work, so I don't know what's going on, but yeah. That's life, buddy. That's the way it goes, you know.
Yeah, the thing is, the Lord won't throw anything more than you can handle. So
that's true. That is what I keep referring back to. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and all things work together for good. So I'd string all those three things together and figure out I'm in pretty good hands anyway. So
you got it.
All right, buddy. Hey, Tim, thanks for the call.
No problem, Alan. Hey, have a good day, and thoughts and prayers more for Robin, and tell
Absolutely.
Her what's about her.
Yep, she misses everybody. She really wants to be here, but it's just not working right now for her, but she'll get here. So, all right?
All right, Alan. Hey, enjoy the rest of the fourth weekend.
You do the same. Stay cool, stay hydrated. See you, buddy.
You got what we do.
All righty. Bye-bye. Well, how about that? You know, Brent, good morning, Brent. How are you this morning? Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. When you go in there this week, tell Brent I said hi and gave him a shout-out, would you? That's where the locals here in Easton and around in the surrounding area, you know, probably a 50-mile radius, get their tires and their auto service work done. They like to promote American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, anything else, Continental. Whatever you need for your car or truck, they've got them or can get them. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. Now, I'm going to throw this in the middle. There's no appointment needed for tires. If you go in and you've got a car or truck and they've got your tires in stock, they'll put them on that day. Right now, when you walk in, you might have to wait an hour or something like that, but they'll get to you, and they'll get those tires on, they'll get them balanced, they'll get them put on your car, and everything will be fine. You can go in and get a price and get your tires same day. Never seen anything like it. Now, if you got some odd size tire or something that, you know, they don't have in stock, you'll have it the next day, but at least you'll know. The next day, yeah. I mean, unless you went on a Friday, it might be Monday or whatever, so you get the point. Their service is spectacular when it comes to tires. Spurry's Tire Service has a tire for any machine in your barnyard, your backyard, your garden tractor, your lawnmower, your wheelbarrow, and then on the other side, your farm tractors, the front and rear tires. They've got every kind of tire for every kind of machine, every kind of giant truck tire from tractor trailers to dump trucks to triaxles to... You name it, they've got them. If you have a ATV or a UTV or an RTV or a STV or SMV or whatever they're calling them now, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires. If you've got any kind of a trailer, a landscape trailer, a dump trailer, a little boat trailer or a big boat trailer or a utility trailer, you need a tire? Spurry's has them. Spurry's offers tire repair on the spot. Full service automotive repair, make an appointment. Checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, they'll do it. 24-hour truck service, too. All that has kept Spurry's customers, including Rob and me and the family, satisfied for well over 30 years. No appointment needed for tires. Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384. Proud to endorse Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick, scenic trip from Baltimore up to Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, let's see. Who do we have on the line there, Aaron? Good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, what's going on?
I just wanted Robin to know that the women who listen to the show are also rooting for her recovery.
I will tell you that. She'll be she'll really enjoy to hear that. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Also, my family is from Dorchester County, and I was really interested in hearing the man talk about catching the different fish on the chop tank.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had quite an experience.
Well, the Choptank River is quite a long river, and it flows right here just outside of Easton. And there's a bridge on Dover Road built over the Choptank River, brand-new bridge, pretty new. And I was taking our grandkids back and forth to school. Their mother would drop them off here, and I'd take them to Preston to school. So I come up with a song that we would sing every morning on the way to school, and they sing it to this day. And it goes like this. When you get to the Choptank River, you got to go over the Dover Bridge to cross that Choptank River. And then my little grandson would chime in, to get to the other side, woo!
Oh.
So we sang that a lot.
That's a memory.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Before we got there, after we got there, and all the way to Preston, they'd be singing that. And the 3-year-old and the 4-year-old both sang it the same, so they're mm-hmm. great kids. So.
Wow.
Okay, so I didn't copyright my Choptank River song, so somebody will probably steal it. That's okay. Thank you for the call.
Yep, I have a nice day.
You do the same. Bye-bye. Who's next there, Aaron? Matt in Pasadena. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Just got done fishing, and I was just calling to get in that tackle box contest.
Okay. Well, yep. How about if I said you're in? Would that make your day?
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
You're in. You're in, buddy. Thank you for the call.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, take care. Have a good weekend. I love it. 410 WCBM 680. I don't know how much time we have. Do we have time to be fair with another caller there, Aaron, or are we done? We can give it a shot, right? Okay, we'll try. We will certainly try. So, anyway, if that doesn't happen, we're good. We had a good week. We're going to have another hot week all the way through till it ends, if it does. And just, again, stay cool, stay hydrated, wear your sunscreen, and don't spend a lot of time outdoors don't spend as much time as you think you can outdoors, because it's not that pleasant. And heat exhaustion and heat stroke is nothing to mess with. It can be very, very detrimental to your health. So we just want to warn you about that and tell you to take care out there, that's for sure. So, I'm out of material, Aaron. I am just out of material. So, 20 seconds. Well, glad to hear that. We're glad to hear that the music is going to start. And, you know, I love doing this show, ladies and gentlemen. I've been doing it a long time, coming up on 36 years in December. And I just enjoy talking to all of you. You can reach me throughout the week at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I get a fair amount of emails from our listeners, different things that they send me. But pictures is great. I like to see photos, you know, and sometimes we publish them. So we have that capacity, too. Anyway, well, how about that? There's the music. All right, folks, get out, stay out. Stay safe. Stay cool, though. Don't stay out too long. We'd like you to get out, but take your precautions. If you're going to get out there in a boat, don't stay out too long. Stay hydrated. Wear your sunscreen. Wear your sunglasses. And protect yourself a little bit. Having dealt with skin cancer, it's no fun. So make sure you wear your sunscreen. All right. The rest of this goes like this. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you next week.